This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The high bar for Mason Graham, and it's interesting, I saw there was like one of those godforsaken Twitter accounts out there that all they do is like make up rumors. That's like Pro Football Notifications. Concerns out of Cleveland or Mason Graham's got short arms and he's looking like a bust. And it's like, and they're no, that's not what's happening at all.
Yeah, well, those accounts are getting worse and worse, especially in this time when nothing is really going on.
Yeah,
they get worse.
And now the only thing I refuse to engage with those anymore, because every time I see them now, I just block them. It's like you provide no nutritional content. But maybe this is a PSA. Don't engage with them. It's the era, like in 2025, we should know better than to just take the bait of obvious trolls.
It's like a spam coming to your phone. You just block and move on.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Or
like
switch,
a bill collector.
You could switch.
Just block and move on.
You could switch to the less fun following version on X.
No, we are for you. But we are for you and for you till we
it's
die.
It's just the wild, wild west. It's just anytime you're at work, you're like anyone that walks by could just see anything at any given moment.
I think what's really interesting is there's an obvious way of, hey, if Mason Graham goes out there and has, you know, five sacks or more and a bunch of other pressures and it's obvious his impact hit, Miles stats take a bump, Isaiah McGuire, the other edge rushers benefit from him.
Yeah.
You're like, that's like the most obvious way that we're going to be able to be like, great pick, let's move on. I think the problem with rookies is that's not usually how it goes in the NFL. There are guys who walk in day one and they have the traditional stats or the PFF stats.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, for instance, was one of them. Well, he did so out of the gate. He was an all-pro, pro bowler, one defensive rookie of the year. Was awesome.
But like if you look at it, and this is not necessarily the profile of Mason, but like Fletcher Cox was, I think, the 12th or 13th pick in that draft. And it took a couple years before you got the gaudy stats. Akeem Hicks. Now, he was a third rounder, but there's enough. Chris Jones, early. Like,
well, even Jared Verse, who won the Defensive Player of the Year award last year for rookies, like his numbers aren't gaudy.
Even Quinnen Williams, a number three pick in the draft. You could tell he was a really good football player that rookie year. But remember, he didn't have the gaudy stats until recently, in so much as there's a time like two or three years in, because he didn't have the gaudy stats yet, where there was debate on whether the Jets were actually going to trade him instead of paying him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think that's the struggle. Like, there are just a couple positions where it's like, there's going to be ways you can know a guy's good, but he might not look dominant statistically. Wide receiver is one of those. We just talked about tight end and the delayed fuse of guys having numbers jumps. Defensive tackles, more often than not, is one of those as well.
Well, tight ends is, or sorry, I was thinking about the receiver line for a second, because like there are guys like Jamar Chase that instantly, they come right in, and with the connection with Burrow, I mean, they're off to the races and you don't even think about it. Justin Jefferson, another one of those guys. But how many first-round wide receivers have we had in the previous few years where it's like, oh, geez.
Yep.
I mean, that's way more the norm than it is Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
So I don't want to lower the bar.
But it should be anyway. Anytime you're dealing with any rookies, like, this should be it. Like, we used to have the idea that it was 3 years in the NFL before you even start to evaluate these guys. Yeah. We've gotten rid of that. We've moved away from that. But just like how with quarterbacks, like, there's a reason why everyone props up Jaden Daniels the way that they did last year.
Yep.
You shouldn't make it to the NFC title game as a rookie quarterback. Same thing here.
Well, and it's interesting because there's the push and pull of, I think Mason fits this system to a T and probably fits it better than he even did the Michigan system. Like, I think he is
it'll never be easier than what it is right now for Mason.
Exactly. And so I love the fit. I do love the player. I love the high motor. I love awful interview, but what a kid.
One of our all time worst. That's not even on us.
Right up there with Vince Young. I mean, that wasn't with you, but Vince Young Vince was just on something at the time, but that's okay. It's a simpler time. It was 2020. But I look at Mason and I'm like, man, Miles is going to get all the attention. So you're not going to get double teamed early here. So he's got the right system. He's got this, that, and the other. But then you go the other way and it's like, well, but he's a rookie defensive tackle.
Right.
But he isn't looked at as maybe a higher ceiling player. And I think people are wrong on that, but we'll see. Oh, and, like, who knows how good this team's actually going to be. Like, there are things that I'm like, man. Because I'd love to just come out and say, like, Mason Graham, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I just don't think that's a bar for him.
No, if he's in the conversation with the other guys, though, that I think that's got to be where you kind of set your expectations. Because everything is set up for him to have a monster year. He is, in fact, a rookie, so we can judge him off his other peers. And so, like, if at the end of the season, it's like, hey, Travis Hunter was just ridiculous. He was just on another level. And Cam Ward had a great rookie season. And then you just get, I'm not even asking for him to be the front and center part of this conversation, but it's like, hey, that Mason Graham, should we be giving him more of a nod? That's honestly all I'd be looking at.
216-474-0092. What's the bar for Mason Graham's rookie year? And while we're having this conversation, the Cavs, first rookie league game of the summer is going on, and we actually do have a quote from Kenny Atkinson coming out that I think you might like.
Mm.
Kenny was on the TV broadcast, and he said that in the next 2 to 3 years, Evan Mobley should be in the NBA MVP conversation. I don't know. Is that ambitious, or is that just like, is that what we should expect?
But yeah, we're going to file that into the no duh category here. Like, yes, you should be speaking that way, and I'm glad you have that thought process. First off, get him there. This is what the whole point is, that Mobley 2 to 3 years from now will be in the MVP conversation.
So I think that's the goal. The should is just carrying a lot of weight for me. I don't know. At this point, if you had said, Evan, this is who Evan is, or Evan becomes an MVP, I don't know which way I'd lean. I know he can do this.
It seems like as of right now, they're betting on the idea that Mobley will be in those conversations.
I mean, they don't have any choice but to. I mean,
that's
fair. You're so bought in on him. And by the way, I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's like, I think he can do it. And you watch him play, and he is. But like, all right, are you making it easier for him to be in those conversations while sharing the load with Jared Allen? Are you making it easy for him to be in those conversations with an offense that maybe doesn't involve him enough? And these are all questions. They're not ones I have definitive answers to.
I just like that they're laying it out for him, and they're making it very obvious and clear. Like, you are the face of the franchise 2 to 3 years from now. You're the one in the MVP conversations 2 to 3 years from now. And so you got to do whatever you got to do to get there. I like that. I like the expectations. I feel like some people would be like, oh, this puts a lofty expectation on him, and oh, the pressure. Guess what? I need to get Evan used to having some pressure, because right now, anytime we've seen him in the playoffs with pressure, it hasn't gone particularly well.
I think it is about applying pressure. Same thing with Donovan saying, I need him to call for the ball
more. Which is good. They should be doing this.
It's a coordinated motivation effort, which therein lies the rub of, well, should he need it 5 years into the NBA? 216-474-0092. What's the bar for Mason Graham's rookie year, and is the bar for Evan Mobley in the next 2 to 3 years being in the NBA MVP conversation? And too late, the Guardians, or is it? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.